Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Pass Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
Fired Michigan head football coach Sherrone Moore remains behind bars, and he's scheduled to appear in front of a judge tomorrow following his detainment yesterday in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The Washtenaw County Prosecutor's Office told ESPN the matter involving Mr. Moore remains under active investigation, end quote. The LA Times says USC may need to move their home football games in 2028 to SoFi Stadium, as the LA Coliseum may not be ready following the 2028 Summer Olympics. Steelers edge rusher T.J. Watt was taken to a Pittsburgh hospital after experiencing discomfort with his lung in practice on Wednesday. Watt is not practicing today. His status for Monday's game against the Dolphins, not known at this time. Dolphins running back Devon Achane limited in practice with a rib injury today. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson returned to practice, while no practice for Packers running back Josh Jacobs. The Braves and former Padres reliever Robert Suarez agreed to terms on a three-year deal.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Pass Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, Australia is ramping up grain-fed beef exports just as the U.S. production of beef declines, signaling a notable shift in global meat markets. At a Sydney feedlot, thousands of Black Angus cattle are being fattened on high-energy diets, helping feed Australia's push to satisfy rising global demand for marbled grain-fed beef. Industry data shows Australia had 1.6 million head in feedlots as of mid-2025 and is expected to reach 2 million by 2027. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins announced major updates to federal crop insurance, reducing red tape, modernizing policies, and expanding access to critical risk protection beginning in 2026. The expanded access to risk protection, or ERP's final rule, streamlines requirements across multiple crops, responds to producer feedback, and strengthens USDA's commitment to putting American farmers first. The act removes the insured requirement from the 1-in-4 rule for prevented planting payments. The Renewable Fuels Association thanked the Trump administration for its efforts to enforce a 2019 trade agreement with China, noting in comments to the U.S. Trade Representative that China didn't satisfy its commitments. The RFA says China failed to satisfy those commitments to increase trade in ethanol and distillers grain. So the association called on the White House to implement reciprocal duties on U.S. imports of Chinese ag products.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers, yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
Get the equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles Auction, December 18th and 19th. This absolute unreserved auction is open to the public and registration is free. For more details, visit rbauction.com.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading, but the Dow's on track for a record close, its 18th of the year. The tech-heavy Nasdaq is falling on renewed AI jitters. Shares of Oracle are plunging 12% for its biggest drop since January. The software and cloud computing giant's recent quarter wasn't as strong as anticipated. The company delivered a disappointing forecast and revealed massive spending for AI infrastructure. Shares of Broadcom are down over 2%. The chipmaker will be reporting earnings after the closing bell today, with expectations high after its stock surged nearly 78% this year. Shares of Eli Lilly are popping over 2%. Its next-generation obesity shot showed promising results than the most effective weight loss shots currently on the market, reinforcing Lilly's lead in the fast-growing space. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Your new Higher Limits experience is open at Chumash Casino Resort. Beautifully reimagined for the perfect escape. Boy, who couldn't use that? Hey, welcome to freedom. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Your new Higher Limits experience is open at Chumash Casino Resort. Beautifully reimagined for the perfect escape. Boy, who couldn't use that? Hey, welcome to freedom. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This Friday, 5 to 9 p.m., Atascadero's Sunken Gardens and the entire downtown will be transformed into a magical winter wonderland with over 70 tons of snow, a massive snowslide, a snowpile area, Joe's Little Train, a bungee jump, face painting, along with live music and dance performances, and of course, a special visit by Santa. Shop downtown merchants and over 50 craft and food vendors. Winter Wonderland, this Friday, 5 to 9 p.m. Details at visitatascadero.com.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
The Wednesday Farmers Market on East Mall in Atascadero is now operating with winter hours 3 to 5. Buy fall and winter produce, strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, pie, scones, and tamales. And if you can't make it Wednesday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Paso Robles on Tuesday, Templeton on Saturday, or Baywood on Mondays. Farmers Market, open rain or shine. Check out social media for live updates.
Living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
What's a better way to control crime? Take guns away from law-abiding citizens or impose mandatory sentences on criminals who use guns? I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
Yesterday, I talked about the odd proposal by President Ford's new Attorney General, Edward Leavy, to put strict federal controls on the use of guns in urban areas which have high or rising crime rates. Mr. Leavy's proposal would limit even more the already limited protection law-abiding citizens have in those parts of the country where they need it most. I believe the proposal would also be a clear and unconstitutional infringement on the rights of the states to govern their own internal affairs. Mr. Leavy, in his eagerness, seems to have overlooked this. Let's hope he has second thoughts. Let us hope also that he gives serious thought to how we can control crime, violent crimes, without infringing on the hereditary and constitutional rights of a free people. There are two ways to do this. Steps can be taken at all levels of government, local, state, and federal, that are aimed at the lawbreaker, not the law abider. They aren't new steps. They involve swift and sure punishment for those who are convicted of using deadly weapons, guns, knives, clubs, and so forth, in the commission of crimes. In 17th century England, highwaymen using loaded guns were executed. Nobody suggests that we go that far today. But I believe it's imperative that every government, state and the federal, set mandatory prison sentences for persons using guns in the commission of crimes. Any person using a gun for criminal purposes should have the most stringent conditions attached to any possible parole, too. I believe that criminals using guns should be barred from ever owning or using guns again. It should be made very difficult for such persons to incur any new debts to society. Many judges, many government officials, and many citizens need to revise their thinking about the reason for laws and about the need for prisons. It seems to me the main purpose for prisons is to protect the law-abiding members of society from those who would prey upon them. A secondary purpose is to punish criminals with the idea that punishment is a deterrent to future crime. A third reason is to rehabilitate. But the fact is that rehabilitation is largely a myth. Some persons can be trained so they can earn honest livings. Perhaps a few will even come to know the error of their ways. But let's not kid ourselves about the overall effectiveness of rehabilitation. And let's not lose sight of the main purpose for putting people in prison, the right of society to protect itself from those who would disobey its laws. It's likely there would be less crime in America if more tough judges were appointed, if sure and swift justice were meted out, and if more violent criminals were jailed. I, for one, would be grateful if the Attorney General would concentrate more on getting criminals behind bars and worry less about ways to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. And today on the show, I have a businesswoman. She is a licensed insurance professional. She's a Grover Beach resident, and she is also a candidate for California Insurance Commissioner in the upcoming election. I've had her on multiple times. Many of you know her. Her name is Stacy Korsgaden. Stacy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Karen. It's great to visit with you today.
I think it's very important to have you on. I want to ask the listeners one thing. Whenever I have Stacy on the show, right before the show that she's ready to leave, we get a slew of callers wanting to ask questions, and then they can't get the questions answered. If there's an insurance question you want to ask, call in before the end of the show. Stacy's going to be on till about 1:15, and then I'm going to have Sara Rizzo on talking about a couple other issues. Stacy, one of the things that is very important to people right now is this idea that insurance, health insurance, is going to double or triple this year. Can you tell us what is going on with health insurance?
I can. So right now, there is a very large dispute happening up in Congress, and it's all relating to the ACA, which is the Affordable Care Act. And when we look at what's happening locally in California, if we have a customer that wants to purchase health insurance, if they are within an income threshold, they would apply through Covered California. And in a lot of instances, people get what's called a subsidy. So depending on their income, they're going to get a subsidy. And a lot of people have recently discovered that those subsidies go where? Where do they go? They go directly to the insurance companies. So this is a big deal because the contracts basically all expire at the end of December, December 31st. And so they're hoping to get all this straightened out. So I do kind of have a up-to-date summary of where we are right now. And did I explain the subsidy portion correct or sufficiently enough, Karen?
I think so. Basically, if people are of a certain income, they get subsidized. People of a higher income do not.
That is correct. And so when I talk to customers and they're two working incomes and they've got a couple children, and they're making a pretty good income, but let's say they're a sole proprietor, they do not qualify for subsidies. And my gosh, the premiums are so high, and they take a large percentage of the take-home pay for families. And then we have on the other spectrum, we've got families that are just trying to get by. They don't have coverage through work. And so they apply through Covered California, and then they get this thing called a subsidy. So it's impacted what they're, when the government shut down, this was really a key point. The Republicans and the Democrats basically right now are duking it out to determine how this is going to be resolved. And what happened, this really blossomed, the payouts, the subsidies really paid out more during COVID. There was a huge increase in payout. And right now, the ongoing congressional dispute there's approximately three or four different proposals on the table. The first one is sponsored by Schumer, and what he wants to do is to have a three-year clean extension. So what does that mean? Don't change anything. Keep the subsidies through 2028 and no income cap or any reforms. Well, Karen, what happens in 3 years? That's going to be a new presidential election. So he's basically saying, let's sweep it under the rug and let's not deal with it. So I personally definitely do not like that option. The second is a two-year extension, which the Trump and Republicans, they seem to be leaning towards. And they're saying, okay, let's extend things for 2 years and let's try to figure things out. Let's put some kind of cap on it. But they haven't voted for this option yet. So this is on the table, but they haven't put it on a vote. There's a third option. It's called HSA-focused reform. I personally, of all of these, I really like this one. And what this is saying is they're going to phase out credits, and they're going to redirect funds away from the insurance companies, and they're going to send it to HSAs, which are health savings accounts, to the individuals. $1,000 if the person is between 18 and 49, and $1,500 if they are between 50 and 64. Okay, and that's for those that qualify based on their income. I won't bore everybody with what the different income levels are. It's there's quite a bit there. But if they qualify, instead of the money going to the insurance companies, it goes to the person. And as a fiscal conservative and as someone that says, well, we should control our money, not the government or the insurance companies, I really like that idea. It went for a vote today, I guess. It says that they voted and it failed 51-48. So my hope is they maybe will work on that and try that one again.
And so they voted on option three.
They voted for it today and it did fail. So they're wrestling up there. They're trying to figure out a fix. And in the meantime, I know a lot of families are worried, well, my gosh, am I going to get the subsidies? My insurance costs are so high. And they're definitely working on it, and they're going to need to figure it out before the end of the year.
Very interesting. But people, it isn't just going to be, it's going to jump up. They do not know what is going to happen at this time.
It is an unsolved mystery at this point. I did want to also, Speaker Johnson was in the news yesterday, and this gives an idea of the amount of fraud that is in the health insurance system, the ACA. It's pathetic. Yesterday, Speaker Johnson came before the microphone, and basically he stated that the subsidies, all of that system really needs to be changed. There's so much fraud. There's so much abuse. It's causing rates to go up, and in a lot of ways, it's enriching insurance companies, and it's just not a health. The whole system is really sick, but what he says is that there was some disclosures of fraud, and what they did is they utilized the information directly from the Government Accountability Office, and they had submitted 24 fake applications into the system, and those applications had inadequate verification. They were looking for Social Security numbers, for income, citizen verification, etc. These applications are supposed to have verifiable information. They didn't have it. Well, 23 of those 24 applications were not only approved, but they received subsidies. Who got the subsidies? The insurance companies. So if we look at the HSA system, just in a real quick broad comparison, I would much rather see the subsidy go directly to the individual, verified individual, where that person can take their money and buy glasses, maybe get their teeth cleaned, or, you know, pay for a deductible or a copayment locally at their doctor or at their medical facility. So what's happening, to continue on with that story, is the undocumented subsidies, as Senator Thune was speaking, and he was also joining in with what Johnson said that 90% of fraudulent accounts receive subsidies without supporting documentation. I don't know exactly what that means, but that means billions of dollars that's being wasted. So the insurance companies aren't really insurance companies. I believe it's a wing of the government. It's a quasi government entity. And so that's not good. We have the government is paying directly to the insurance companies, and a lot of fraud and abuse is, it's easy to, as we're finding, there's fraud and abuse in every part of the systems that we currently have, whether it be California, nonprofits, federal government. All of this needs to be cleaned up. And this is an opportunity for the Republicans that hold the House to hold the line and get some kind of, you know, for them to impact the system and clean house.
And what is going on with this idea of sustainable insurance?
Okay, so now let's switch to California. And so many of your listeners, who I know, and people in our area are having trouble getting insurance for their homes, especially. There's a new program that is called the Sustainable Insurance Strategy that is working on it's been in the works for way too long, new regulations, but there's a window of hope that is coming down the line. And the Sustainable Insurance Strategy is giving insurance companies, home insurance companies, the ability, number one, it's called forward modeling. And what that means is they can make projections on what claims will occur in the future. Right now, because of regulations under Prop 103, they can only look in the past. You know, what's the likelihood of something happen based on the information that we have in the past? So the Sustainable Insurance Strategy is going to allow insurance companies to forward model. That's good. It also will allow insurance companies to expense their reinsurance costs. And what reinsurance is, it's insurance for insurance companies. So let's say a company wants to buy a policy and they'll say, I'll cover the first $1 billion in claims. Let's say there's a large, large claim, and they're willing to pay X amount of dollars, excuse me, well, the reinsurance will come in and pick up after that. That's a large expense for insurance companies, and they haven't been able to expense that. And as you can imagine, the larger claims are more frequent now.
And Stacey, we have a caller. Can we? We'll get this in, we'll come back to sustainability. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to ask Stacey today?
Yeah, I would ask, why do the rest of us have to pay for high fire losses? My insurance on my house, which there's no way it's going to burn from a wildfire, it's in the middle of a town, it's gone from $600 to $2,504 years. And the house is worth $400,000. Parents' house, same neighborhood, worth $1 million. Only $1,700, but in either case, there are no wildfire risks at all. Yet, it's expected that I pay for it.
Yeah, isn't that maddening? It truly is maddening. So that's a great question, and because of, I'll just give you a real brief history lesson. Prop 103 was voted in 1988, and in 1990 it was basically fully implemented, right around that time. And what happened was the Department of Insurance then could determine, had a big factor in determining rate. The last 16, 20 years have been managed very, very badly in a lot of areas. And some people might, I'm going to say that it's been treated poorly because of environmental laws.
And Stacey, I'm going to have to take a break from our sponsors, and we'll get back to that question when we come back.
Okay, thank you for that question. Okay.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another New Year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finished work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Wesley here from Stove & Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove & Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real Atascadero, between Burrell and Moore Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
What's happening at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles? We asked the mattress specialist, Rich London.
Right now, Gary, everything's on special. Got special prices, phenomenal. And my prices are way better than everybody else. And that's why I'm still in business after 33 years. We've got specials on the bases, on the mattresses, headboards and footboards, you name it, everything's on sale. And it'll continue early through next year as well. Till they raise my prices, I don't raise my prices.
Visit the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely, your host on Wednesdays and Thursdays. I have insurance expert Stacey Korsgaden. Stacey, let's get back to the question given.
Thank you. And his question was, why do I have to pay increasing homeowners' rates when he's most likely never going to have a fire? And I'm kind of glad we went to a break because it gave me time to concisely think about my answer. And number one, we're in this problem because the Department of Insurance, because of Prop 103, is very responsible for approving or denying rate increases. And their process is so slow and so political that for about 20 years, we have had suppressed rates, been a political process, and they call it consumer advocacy, but it's been poison. It's literally been poison for the whole system. So now it's just choked up, and we have companies, if companies cannot adjust for the risk, they're going to leave or they're going to stop writing insurance, and that's what's happened. So we, the consumer, we've lost choices. So number one, we have to streamline that rating process. And number two, when we do that, that's going to restore competition. So when that nice gentleman called, you know, if that would have happened, I don't know, 10 years ago, and a company was misbehaving or we didn't like what they were doing, we could call 10 different companies and get quotes. We literally cannot do that right now. The companies are still saying, we do not like what's happening in California. We don't want the new business, so we need to restore the competition. The third thing that I would propose is I would deliver tax relief. I would propose that insurance premiums become tax deductible, very similar like mortgage interest, because it's the government's error and the government's fault in denying incremental increases in rates to keep up with the increased risk. So I believe that our premiums should be tax deductible. And the last one, okay, he talked about wildfire prevention. How does everyone think that California is doing on wildfire prevention? That is, to me, the most maddening, infuriating thing when we hear an environmentalist say that they love the environment, don't do anything. I'm sorry, but that's not environmental protection. We are years behind when it comes to controlled burns and forest management. Do you think the insurance companies don't see that? Absolutely, they see that. We have people that are in leadership that aren't taking care of our quote-unquote, our environment, and in the process are decimating our environment. You know, you go to, I always refer to Shaver Lake because I go up there a lot, but that's 5 years since that creek fire, and it still most of it still looks like it's moonscape. It's not right. It's just terrible what's happened, and we see what happened with the state parks right adjacent to the Palisades. Those had decades of stacked brush. If those were managed properly, Palisades would still be here, and that's all going to come out. Where did the money go down there? Why didn't they maintain those parks? Why wasn't there some kind of preventative work around that town? We're going to find out. But so that individual say, well, why are we all paying more for auto insurance and home insurance? It is because of terrible decisions up in Sacramento. And the insurance companies are doing, they are not completely innocent. I understand that. But the best thing to keep any insurance company honest is to get innovation, get 10 new companies in the state, and they'll either sink or swim. And that's through competition. We get better service, and we get better rates. And so right now, that nice man that called is not experiencing any of that, and that's why California needs to vote differently.
Stacey, we're going to take our top of the hour break, and we'll be back with more with Stacey Korsgaden, and then we'll have Sorrel Rizzo calling in for the last half of the show.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.